With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump and Kamala Harris agree to meet in a presidential debate on ABC next month.
Just a few days after saying there would be no debate on ABC, Trump has said yes to the September 10th face-off, and he's proposing a total of three debates with Harris next month.
I just look forward to these debates. I think it's very important that we have them. I hope she agrees to them September 4th, September 10th, September 25th.
Speaking at a news conference, Trump also said a vice presidential debate is planned on CBS. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Kamala Harris and her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, met with United Auto Workers members Thursday in Detroit. Harris and Walz are carrying out a blitz of swing states this week, set to stop in Arizona today. House Speaker Mike Johnson is confident about the GOP's chances up and down the ballot. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
During an interview in New York, Johnson predicted Republicans will secure a political trifecta this cycle and said Walz on the ticket makes matters easier for the GOP in the lead up to November. The speaker was also bullish about his chances of retaining the gavel in the next Congress. Johnson said he believes the GOP conference will unite behind his bid to continue his speakership, a quest that will be assisted by a strong performance in November. Johnson is making a 20-state swing in August, a blitz that is taking him everywhere from battleground districts to Democratic strongholds in his quest to expand the majority and keep the gavel. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Tornadoes spawned by Debbie level homes, damage a school, and kill one person. At least three tornadoes fueled by the tropical system were reported overnight in North Carolina. Perhaps the worst has been in a small town about 40 miles east of Raleigh. A person was found dead in a home damaged by the tornado. This is SRN News. A unique pro-life event is coming this fall.
It's called the Across America Relay, and it will feature runners and walkers converging on Kansas City from the north, south, east, and west. The relay runners are set to arrive in the city on October 19th, and organizers say the event is designed to make the unborn visible and convince people to support them. The runners and walkers will stop and pray for unborn babies and their mothers along the way, while others will line the route with pro-life signs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Texas church has not one but two members aboard the International Space Station. Like many astronauts before them, Barry Wilmore and Tracy Dyson brought along their faith when they launched into space. The two were members of Providence Baptist Church. Dyson told the Bible Project podcast earlier this year that God uses all of us in pretty neat ways. Faith has a long history with NASA. Three astronauts read the Bible to Earth on Christmas Eve, 1968. This is SRN News. A drop in mortgage rates.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.47%. That's the lowest level in more than a year and the second straight weekly decline. The latest pullback is a welcome development for home shoppers facing record high home prices and for homeowners eager to refinance. Mortgage rates are influenced by several factors, including the Federal Reserve's interest rate policy. Signs of easing inflation and a cooling job market have raised expectations of a Fed rate cut as soon as next month. That has many economists forecasting that mortgage rates will ease further this year. I'm Alex Vega.
In California, residents of a San Fernando Valley neighborhood that suffered a rash of armed burglaries are fighting back. They say they're buying guns and looking for private security firms to patrol the streets. They say the police department is not doing enough to protect them for what they believe looks like a targeted effort to break into as many homes as possible. More details at SRNnews.com.